Section 143 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Gleiser. Read for LibriVox.org by David Best. I think I am correct in saying. I think I am not the first to utter. I think I can claim a purpose. I think I can sincerely declare. I think I have a right to look upon. I think I have rightly spoken. I think I might safely say. I think I need not say more. I think it is not too much to say. I think it is quite right. I think it may be necessary to consider. I think it might be said with safety. I think it is my duty too. I think it is observable. I think it probable. I think it will astonish you. I think it will be granted. I think no wise man can be indifferent. I think, on the contrary, I think something may be said in favor of. I think that all will agree. I think that I can explain. I think that I can venture to say. I think that, in these last years, I think that none of us will deny. I think there is no better evidence. I think there is no call on me to listen. I think we are justified. I think we can hardly hope. I think we may all easily see. I think we may ask and reply. I think we may safely conclude. I think we may say, therefore, I think we may well be proud of. I think we may well congratulate each other. I think we must draw a distinction. I think we need neither doubt nor fear. I think we ought to recur a moment too. I think we shall all recognize. I think we should do well to call to mind. I think we take too narrow a view. I think when we look back upon, I think you may well rejoice in. I think you will all agree. I think you will pardon my saying. I think you will see. I thus explicitly reply. I tremble at the task. I tremble to think. I trust I may be indulged. I trust it's not presumptuous. I trust that as the years roll on, I trust that I shall have the indulgence. I trust that this will not be regarded as. I turn, gentlemen, to the case. I use the word advisedly. I use the word in a sense. I use very plain language. I utter this word with the deepest affection. I value very much the honor. I venture to ask permission. I venture to say. I verily believe. I very confidently submit. I view that prospect with the greatest misgiving. I want to bespeak your attention. I want to know the character. I want to make some simple applications. I want to say just a few words. I want to say one word more. I want to say to you seriously. I want to think with you. I warn and exhort you. I was astonished to learn. I was constantly watchful too. I was exceedingly interested. I was honored with the acquaintance. I was lost in admiration. I was not slow to accept and believe. I was not without some anxiety. I was overwhelmed. I was sincerely astonished. I was very much interested. I was very much thrilled. I well recollect the time. I well remember an occasion. I will accept the general proposition. I will add the memorable words. I will ask the indulgence. I will ask you to accompany me. I will ask you to bear witness. I will dwell a little longer. I will endeavor in a brief way. I will endeavor to illustrate. I will endeavor to show you. I will enlarge no further. I will even express a hope at the outset. I will even go further and say, I will first call your attention to, I will give one more illustration. I will illustrate this point by, I will merely mention, I will neither affirm nor deny, I will not allude, I will not argue this, I will not attempt to note, I will not be content until, I will not condescend to, I will not enumerate at present. I will not pause to maintain. I will not positively say. I will not pretend to inquire into. I will not quarrel with. I will not relinquish the confidence. I will not repeat the arguments here. I will not try to gauge. I will now consider with you. I will now leave this question. I will now take an instance. I will only speak to one point. I will only sum up my evidence. I will only take an occasion to express. I will only venture to remind you. I will point out to your attention. I will say it once. I will speak but a word or two more. I will speak plainly. I will state with perfect distinctness. I will suppose the objection to be. I will take one more instance. I will take the precaution to add. I will tell you what I think of. I will try to make the thing intelligible. I will venture a single remark. I will venture to add. I will venture to express the hope. I will yield the whole question. I willingly admit. I wish also to declare positively. I wish at the outset. I wish emphatically to reaffirm. I wish I had the time and the power. I wish it first observed. I wish rather to call your attention. I wish, sir, that justice might be done. I wish to ask if you honestly and candidly believe. I wish to be allowed to enforce in detail. I wish to begin my statement. I wish to confine what I have to say. I wish to do full justice to. I wish to draw your attention. I wish to express my profound gratification. I wish to give these arguments their full weight. I wish to know whether. I wish to offer a few words relative to. I wish to remind you in how large a degree. I wish to say a word or two. I wish to state all this as a matter of fact. I wish you success and happiness. I wish you to observe. I would also gratefully acknowledge. I would as soon believe. I would desire to speak simply and directly. I would enter a protest. I would further point out to you. I would have you understand. I would infinitely rather. I would like to say one word just here. I would not be understood as belittling. I would not dwell upon that matter if. I would not push the suggestion so far. I would now gladly lay before you. I would rather 1,000 times. I would recommend to your consideration. I would suggest, first of all, I would that my voice could reach the ear. I would urge and entreat you. I would urge upon you. I would venture to point out. I yielded to the earnest solicitations. End of section 143. This recording is in the public domain.